This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full day discussion will start at 12 noon, while the debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow.
There will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. The discussion will start at 12 noon and will go on for the full day. On Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the opposition party members to cooperate fully and also to enrich the parliamentary proceedings.
The 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage will begin today at the Red Fort in New Delhi. The session will be chaired by Vishal V. Sharma, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of India to UNESCO. India has nominated Diwali, the Festival of Light, Brotherhood, Compassion and Collective Celebration, as its submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. The inaugural ceremony for the six-day event was held at the Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
Lucknow has recently joined Hyderabad as a UNESCO creative city of gastronomy, has also been widely appreciated in this country. Each recognition of intangible heritage has ripples well beyond the immediate decision. Your work not only evokes cultural pride and strengthens tradition, but impacts lives and livelihood as well. The world is a fundamentally pluralistic landscape, a landscape whose richness lies in its diversity.
Goa police have arrested four people, including the general manager and three staffers of Arpora nightclub, after a massive fire at the club killed 25 people and injured six others. The move comes after police registered an FIR against the nightclub's owners, along with the manager and the event organizers. India has stepped up humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka as the island nation struggles to recover from the devastation caused by last week's cyclonic storm. Emergency relief consignments totaling 300 metric tons were formally handed over to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a larger 1,000-ton assistance package dispatched by the government of Tamil Nadu. India and the European Union will resume talks in New Delhi today on a free trade agreement, FTA. The two-day negotiation session will commence today, marking another step forward in the long-standing effort to establish stronger economic ties between the EU and India. The EU is India's largest trading partner, with bilateral goods trade reaching $137.5 billion in 2023-24. In view of the seasonal and wintry conditions, the 428-kilometer-long Leh-Manali National Highway, NH03, is officially closed for all kinds of vehicular movement with effect from today. It will open for traffic by next year after clearance of snow from all the four passes en route to Leh-Manali Highway. Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 is embodying the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, the fourth group of Tamil guests from Tamil Nadu who arrived in Varanasi yesterday, received a grand welcome. The writer and media professionals group visited the Intercultural Studies Centre at BHU, engaging with the rich academic and cultural perspectives the institution nurtures. British racing driver Lando Norris clinched the Formula One World Championship following a 10th season finale at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix yesterday. With this win, Norris became McLaren's first world champion since Lewis Hamilton in 2008 and the 31st world champion in the F1 history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.